Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, April 28th, 2023. Last Friday in the month of April, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Here for another Friday Night Live broadcast with Sean Kraft live in studio. Phone lines are open, 740.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I shouldn't have turned your mic on.
Oh, I know it.
You were a mess before we went on the air. Your glasses were falling off. You couldn't get your headset on. Your microphone was diagonal.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on over here.
Are you prepared to do a we're being listened to in Florida and Tennessee. Well, they don't allow internet in China. It's state run.
I'm sure we're probably over in Taiwan because we have a buddy over there in Taiwan.
Well, I know we're on in Sarah's house.
Yeah, Sarah. We are in Bailey. Bailey's listening.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jessica?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. Let us know who's out there. 740-383-9944. We had a great conversation earlier on today, but we're starting off tonight. Now, I'm going to play this. We don't normally do current events on this show. And this is not a current event. It's just going to lead into a point. So everybody listen to this. Now, as many of you know, Joe Biden announced that he was running for president again this week.
Sleepy Joe.
Now, see, right there. Now, see, that's it. That's why they'll never... I won't call Mary Ellen up. I hope she's listening tonight.
It's Sleepy Joe. That's what people call
him. Knock you out. Anyway, here's the point. Now, see, we're not talking current events. This is not about Joe Biden, but here's the point. He announced he's running for president this week. So Nikki Haley, who's a Republican, has already announced she's running for president as well. So she was on Fox, and she made this statement. Now, I want people to listen to this statement about Joe Biden, and then we're going to come back and talk about this. But listen to this. This was Nikki Haley on Joe Biden running for president again in the upcoming election. Fox this is News. Nikki Haley.
2024, and I think that we can all be very clear and say with a matter of fact that if you vote for Joe Biden, you really are counting on a President Harris, because the idea that he would make it until 86 years old is not something that I think is likely.
So now,
I totally agree.
Now, hold on. First of all, here's the problem with that. I understand she was trying to take a dig at Kamala Harris. But you don't say that a man is going to be dead. I don't care who the man is. You don't say that.
Well, he's going to be 86 or
something. Okay, there you go. You proved my point.
No, I'm just
You're
saying.
You're as tactless as anybody else.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, think about it. You know what it's all about.
Nobody ever lives to 86, right?
I'm not saying he's not going to be 86, but I'm saying... The idea is to get her and because, you know, if he goes in there and he, can't do his job anymore, how might go to her?
That's not what she said.
Well.
What she said was, he says he's going to be dead.
Well, you never know, I guess.
Well, I don't know that she's going to be dead. It's tomorrow. You might not make it through this broadcast.
What, you going to kill me or something?
No, I've seen your heart report. You've had more heart attacks than Joe Biden. You couldn't be president.
I already have one.
Well, he hasn't had any.
Well, we don't know that.
He's in better shape than you.
Probably is. Yeah.
So, but, I mean, really. I mean, isn't that bad about age in this country? If you don't want to vote for Joe Biden, don't. If you're trying to run against him, tell me why you're better than him. Don't say he's going to be dead.
No, I mean, yeah, I think that was a little overkill. But the thing is, I don't think he should run. I think there should be a certain...
But that's it. This is not the current event. We're not talking about...
I know that.
But I'm saying, should you ever say... Don't vote for somebody because they're going to be dead.
Well, I guess it's your priority if you want to say it or not, but...
You can say it, but do you think that's right?
Well, there's a lot of stuff not right in the world. People say it.
Well, you said it earlier.
It's probably true. I mean, he's 86-year-old.
But now, listen,
his
kids and his grandkids have to hear that. And that's a horrible, horrible thing to say. I would not say that about President Trump. I would not say that about Ronald Reagan. I wouldn't say that about any human being. Oh, don't vote for them. They're going to be dead.
Well, I mean,
You know, we have presidents assassinated in this country.
She probably just used it because he's going to be... It's like a... She probably just said it because it's like a... I don't know why she actually said it, but...
No, I don't think anybody does. I don't think she knows why she said it.
She probably just said it because, you know, he's going to be old and he... I mean, being a president is stressful.
Oh, well, then we better not elect anybody over the age of 80.
I think there should be a law for that. I think there should be a law that you can only run for a certain age.
I don't think that's true. I think if you're fit, why not?
Well, I mean, obviously, Sleepy Joe is not fit at this point.
See, that right there is...
What do you mean that's right there?
Well, because you're taking... We're not talking about...
He doesn't know how to access the stage correctly.
Okay. Again, we're not talking about that. We're talking about should you ever disqualify somebody based on their age.
No, that he doesn't. But I agree to that. I mean, I think because there's a lot of 90-year-olds can... You know, outdo anybody. You know what I mean?
But when you get... That's your argument? Vote for me because the other guy's going to die?
I don't know. I think people have their own...
Clearly, she was taking a dig at Kamala Harris, and she got in the middle of the dig and didn't realize what she was saying.
Well, I think what it is because everybody knows if Sleepy Joe runs again, she's going to be president.
Okay, again... The only way that would happen is if he died.
Or if he can't do his job.
Okay, again, they give the president's competency tests and physicals every year. I don't think that's going to happen. If you want to beat the man, beat him at the polls. Don't say he's going to be dead.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their own way of seeing.
You know, here's the problem. He had a son die very young. He had another son die of brain cancer in his 40s. And he had a wife killed in a car accident when she was 30.
Yeah, that was
sad. And you want to say... Oh, you can't be president. You're going to be dead. This is the person you should say that to?
Well, I think she was just trained because I don't think there's ever been a president that old.
No, there hasn't.
Yeah.
But there hadn't been a president as old as Donald Trump either. Did anybody say...
Did you say John
Donald Trump?
Trump? Oh, I didn't say Donald. I heard Donald.
Well, your list might be catching. The question is, we don't do current events on this show, so all this nonsense about Joe Biden is nonsensical. The question is, should you ever say somebody can't do a job because of their age?
Probably not, no.
Okay, does anybody think anything about that comment out there? And I don't care if you like Joe Biden or not. That's not the point here, but apparently, I don't know how we got onto that. I didn't want to get onto that. I was just trying to make the point.
Because of me.
Yeah, but I was trying to make the point of ageism.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of 90, 100-year-olds old people that are still with it, and they can outdo anybody. So, age is not the answer anymore, really.
But what was she trying to say?
I think she was just taking a small dig.
At Kamala Harris, but she had turned up taking a worse dig at Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Does she know that most voters are senior citizens? That's probably not the wisest thing to be saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just... I'm not a big fan of Sleepy Joe, so...
Again, this is not a Joe Biden. This is an anybody thing.
Or Harrison. I'm not a big fan of her either, so...
Okay.
Well, no,
do you even know who Nikki Haley is, who made the comment?
She's on Fox News.
No, she's running for president. Well, that's bad for her that you don't even know who she is.
I don't know who she is. I never followed her. But I'm just saying she was talking on Fox News, right?
Yeah, but she's running for president. That's why she made that comment.
Now, I heard this. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I know we ain't talk about topics, but I heard that Hillary Clinton's going to run.
Okay. Well, probably not. She might end up dead at her age. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just think saying that was completely inappropriate.
Well, everybody has their own way. It's a freedom of speech. Everybody can say whatever they
want. Oh, she can say it, but I don't think it's tactful to say it.
Well, probably not on her behalf, probably.
Would you say something like that? Would that be your argument for why you're better for the job?
If I was running for president, probably I wouldn't have used that kind of slang words, I guess. I wouldn't. If I was running for president. But since I don't like the man, I don't like her, I could say it.
Yeah, but it seemed to me that she was confused. It seemed to me she got confused in the middle of that spiel.
She might have, who knows. I think she just doesn't want Harrison to become president.
Fine, but don't say the guy's going to be dead.
Well, I don't know.
How do we know she's going to be alive?
Never know.
Right, so she's made a mistake there.
Yeah.
Anyway. 740-383-9944 if you got anything to say. Now, here's another interesting topic. Likeability. There's an actor, and I don't have his name pulled up here, but you can Google it. There's an actor who everybody says is likable. But come, he said he doesn't like that. He feels like he's living a lie because he's been in rehab. His wife's got a divorce from him. He's went through some tough times, and he's not this perfect person that everybody makes him out to be. Now, I think that's interesting. Because, see, I was talking earlier on today about sometimes people think you're perfect, but you have to tell them the real story to sometimes make them understand that everything is not always roses.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. There's a lot of people out there that lives in a glass house.
That's all you have to say.
No, I'm just saying, there's a lot of people out there that don't tell the truth about themselves. They don't tell the truth about what they're doing. There's a liar. I mean, there's too many people lie. Lie.
Well, I don't think he was lying. I think his point was is that people see him as an actor, and they see him having a great life, but they don't realize
what's underneath the skin.
Well, that behind it all, he's had some tragedies and rough times in his life, and sometimes he's not likable all the time.
Well, I don't think everybody's likable all the time. I think there's always something, you know.
No, but that's hard to live up to when people want you to be likable.
Yeah, there's
it's
like
hard.
Scott Spears.
Well, yeah.
You know? Oh, by the way, I just wanted to bring this up to you. You are, if I even need to get some dinner, I'm calling Scott Spears. You have a lot of power in this world.
I know. I learned this morning. I have some real stroke here.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until recently.
Yeah, I can't believe you got the power.
Well, it's interesting. I like I told the audience earlier today, I really cannot get into what that's all about, but I had no idea I had such power in this town until today, but hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not have power? But no, I think it's interesting because my whole thing is about you got to be honest, even if it's not in your best interest.
Yeah, that's true. You got that right. You know, But you know, don't you think there's a lot of fake people out in the world?
Fake? Well, I don't know what you mean by fake.
Well, I mean, you don't really see the true colors of people until you actually need. Well, I guess what I'm kind of coming up with, you know, you don't you find out who your true friends are. Is that what I'm saying? Like, you know, have you had those kind of people in your life?
Have I had to cut people out?
Yes.
Yes, I do that regularly.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like you find out how, you know, you think somebody's your friend and you help them out, but when you down and need them, they're not there for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes us a long time sometimes to find out who people really are.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm going through that right now.
Well, you know, you just have to roll with it.
Right. Roll with the punches. That's what I'm saying.
Well, here's my point.
Speaking of punches. Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's been punches in that whole little dingley-dong. But here's what I would like to say is, oh, hold on a second. We've got to pause for station identification for a second. Just relax yourself. Everybody sit at home, relax yourself, whatever you're doing, and here we go. We'll be back in just 1 second.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Now, remember the lady who called in last week who wanted to hit me with a melon baller?
Yes. Oh,
because
yes.
Because she thought I was rude to Opal.
Sarah's roommate.
Yes. She called in today and said she apologized. She said she thought about it, and she realized I was not rude to Opal.
Oh, really? So maybe Sarah had a talk with her.
I don't know what happened. If you're out there, ladies, give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But here's my whole thing on the likable thing.
Yes.
No matter how perfect somebody's life looks, it's not. Nobody's life's perfect.
No, there's not. There's not. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's just, yeah. There's a lot of stuff in people that keep hidden. You know what I mean? You don't know them. You don't know what's going on in their life, but...
Well, I don't even know if it's about keeping it hidden. I just think you see somebody, you say, boy, they have a great life, but you don't really know what's behind all that.
Right, there's always something behind the closed doors.
Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, you got Carolyn and Sarah.
Hi, what are you guys doing tonight? Deboning a chicken?
All of our friends that don't have cars, we're just playing taxi cab driver.
Oh, so you're driving the bus at night, too?
Yes!
Hi, Sarah!
Hey, Sean Howard. Sean, that made me depressed. I don't think you realize how many people do care about you.
Oh, really? Well, thanks.
Who said people don't care about it?
He felt like sometimes people aren't really there for him when he needs them to be, and like maybe they're not true friends, and that just kind of made me feel sad. And there's people that care about you that you may not even realize care about you.
Oh, well, thank you, Sarah.
Well, what about me?
And then there's you.
And then there's me.
No, you know what? I don't,
your friend apologized earlier. What brought that all about?
I kind of told her, you know, you have to admit that, well, the woman was a little, like, nutty, you know, little...
As a fruitcake.
Yeah, she really was. I mean, that was the cat songs. Yeah, the cat songs and the chloroform. When you put it all together, it's just sort of like a circus.
Well, what do you make of our hot topics here tonight? Should even if you don't like Joe Biden, should you be saying the reason don't vote for him is because he's going to be dead?
So I don't like extremes. I'm more of like a happy medium type of person. But, so I mean, to say something about somebody being dead, I mean, that's pretty, you know, extreme. But I do think the age is relative, and I say that for the fact that if it wasn't relative, why do you have to wait until you're 35 to even run in the first place?
For president?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I think that's probably the hope you're...
Talking about President Scott.
You know, why do I come in? I don't even understand why I come in on this night. It's just nothing but abuse. I feel like people don't care about me.
Oh, jeez.
We care, Scott.
No, here's what I'm saying. I think they do that for maturity, since you're going to be running the free world. But I don't know. I mean, you're not going to have an 18-year-old kid running the free world and have his hand on the nuclear code.
They probably have like a 90-year-old that looks like they're ready for a warm bowl of soup and a nap.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but don't vote for them. Don't say they're going to be dead.
Right, yeah, no, I agree, but, like, that seems a little dramatic and a little harsh, but...
I think clearly the woman was trying to take a dig at Kamala Harris and did not think through what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was wrong. Now, what do you think about the likability factor, that people don't... And this is what I was talking about kind of earlier on the air about writing the book, about being likable... people don't really know the true story of what's going on in the backside.
Well, you gotta admit, like, a majority of politics is just, you know, a popularity contest anyway.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know what? I've had people come up to me and say, boy, you have a great life. You've met all these famous people. You interview these people. You do a radio program. You have a lot of fun, da-da-da-da-da. And that's true. I do. But, I mean, my life's not perfect. I mean, whose is?
Well, no one, really.
Right, but you do get that. Like the kids at school a lot of time will say, boy, I'd love to do what you do. I think that's great. You know, your life's great. But, you know, there's truth behind it.
I think one thing that I think is, like, fascinating is the whole, like you look at the mayoral race or whatever with all the signs and everything. If there was equal amounts of signs, like, if, you know, all the candidates had, like, great big billboards and the sign and every year, would that help, like, level up the playing field? Like, how important is that?
You know, I don't really think it is. I think yard signs mean something, but I don't think it means everything. I think if you're highly unpopular, you're not going to win. And
signs you have.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can put a sign in every yard in town, and if people don't like you, it's just going to remind them that they don't like you.
I just wish I would have never heard that broadcast, because now every time I have to come down Church Street and see that huge billboard, I just think, well, there's Mr. Creepy staying.
Oh, no.
What? I just wish I hadn't heard that, because I can't unhear it now.
Now, what did you make of that whole... Boy, that just got us in the newspaper this week and everything else.
Well, I just thought it was nonsense. And plus, it just was so... Have you ever been in a situation where, like, you weren't the one that was the spotlight was on, but you were embarrassed for someone else?
Oh, almost every time I have a guest on.
It was so stupid. Like, I just felt embarrassed. Like, just stop talking. Stop talking. Just stop the bleeding.
Well, you know, it was one of those interviews where I thought, oh, man, I don't necessarily think you're doing yourself any good here.
Yeah. I mean, because, well, the part that I thought was nuts was she wanted to go right for, you know, and then he tried to grab me and he was in my face and blah, blah, blah. But she just wanted to gloss over the fact that, you know, she kind of started the whole thing by, you know, I mean, who wants, I mean, yeah, Mr. Creepy, I guess there's worse things you could be called than that, but, like, didn't we learn in kindergarten that, you know, not to call people names? That's not okay either.
Well, the video obviously showed that he did not try to grab her, but what do you think of the fact that he did approach her over the Mr. Creepy comment? I mean, does that say anything to you about him?
It kind of surprises me, because you would have thought that someone of his, like, station, so to speak, would have more sense than that.
Well, it's curious to me that that even happened, and I don't really know why it and I don't know why Sue said what she did. I have not talked to Sue since then about that whole thing, and I'm sure she probably doesn't want to talk about it, but I don't know why she said that. I mean, what was your take? You heard the interview. What'd you make of it?
It was just goofy. I just was like, couldn't believe that somebody would even get on there and say that. Especially, like, how dumb, not to be mean, but, like, really that's dumb when you get on there with these allegations and then it's all on video and the video doesn't match up with what was alleged.
Well, I think that was the problem, because I had even asked her during the interview, isn't there a camera? And she said no.
Well, apparently she didn't think that there was. And didn't one of your callers even say that they were kind of like on her side, but once they watched the footage, then that kind of changed their mind a little?
They said if they had had a shot, I think they said they were a Democrat, but if they were voting Republican, they would have been with her, but after finding out that she was not honest during that whole thing, that they would have to be on his side.
Right. I'm always amazed at like how petty things can get in political races, like the stupid stuff that people try to drum up against one another.
Well, that's why we're here, to sort all this out. Because I feel like if I had not been here doing that interview, that story would never have come to fruition except on social media, and I don't think we would have ever gotten to the truth. But thank good we did. Thank God we did.
Right. Nope. Okay, well, let's have a chance. Have a good show, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, everybody comes around.
Yeah, you know.
She's not angry about the Opal call now.
That's good.
Now, in your opinion, what did you make of that whole Sue?
You know, I've never got to watch the video yet, but I'm not sure why she wouldn't make that. I mean, of course the City Hall has cameras. I mean, come on. You're at the City Hall.
Yeah, but what did she think that was going to do?
I don't know. It ruined her career.
Well, we'll find out Tuesday.
Or ruin her, not her career, I guess. Ruin the way, chances of trying to get mayor.
Do you think it'll really change how anybody's going to vote?
Well, I mean, they want an honest politician. I mean, I know a lot of politicians are not honest, but they want somebody at least tell the truth, you know, inside the office. You know?
See, to me, this all kind of falls under that category again. Of things you probably should not say or do. Now, yes, you have the right to do it.
You have to think
before
you speak.
But should you do it?
You know, I try to put a filter on my mouth, too. You know, I try to think before I speak sometimes, and sometimes I have a bad habit of doing it.
Well, I just don't know. I feel bad because, well, here's a subject I was in earlier on.
Yeah.
By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I was telling the audience earlier, and we had a big conversation about this, that I was starting to write a book about, you know, things that I had experienced in my life. But the problem is that should you be honest if there are negative stories about people in the book?
Should you be honest?
Yeah. If somebody did something negative, should you say that?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, but are they going to get ticked?
Probably.
Okay, so that becomes the problem.
So you're starting drama.
No, I don't know. See, I was thinking about this all morning this morning because I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to write a book of lies. And if I leave the bad stuff out, then it really is not a true book.
Oh, you're writing a book?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was writing a book.
Well, yeah, because I figure if I drop dead, that I need to leave stories of things that happened here, because maybe people would like to read those. But it covers everything. It covers national people. It covers local people. Covers state people. And it covers people who aren't famous, who are just involved in my life, because I want people to understand the full...
Is it going to be called the title, Scott Spears Knows Everything and Always Right?
Well, that's just a fact. That's not the title. The title will be... See how quick that was? Put that in the book. Slid that right in. I don't need writers. All right. But no, the thing of it is, it's going to be Things I Thought You Ought to Know. Lord, you can't pronounce the book. How are you going to ask to buy it? Things I Thought You Ought to Know.
Okay.
Can you say it?
Say that again. That's something I ought to know. I remember that part.
Things I Thought You Ought to Know.
Things I Thought That You Aren't to Know?
Ought.
Ought.
To Know.
What's ought?
Ought.
Ought?
Yeah.
Ought?
Oh, O-U-G-H-T.
Ought.
But I'm putting everything in the book.
That sounds weird.
It's a rhyme. Oh, it's a play. Things I Thought You Ought to Know.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Things You Should Know.
That's a boring title. But here's what I'm saying. I'm writing the book, and right now I've put all the negative in.
Oh,
but
really?
I think...
I'm in it.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who are in it. But the point is, you know, are people going to be upset?
I don't care if you put my name in there.
No. Not about you. I'm saying, will people who are in there, who I did not ask permission, if I say something negative about them,
yes, sir,
even
yes.
though if it's true... No, they can't if it's true.
Oh.
You can't sue anybody if it's true.
Hmm.
I wouldn't put anything in there that's not true.
I don't know. They might get angry with you.
Yeah, but would you want to read the book that wasn't true and didn't have the negative stuff?
Well, there's a lot of fiction books out there.
Right, but I don't want to write a book of fiction.
You think it's going to be like the number one top seller?
Well, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting because I think people will learn a lot of things about people that they didn't know before.
Give us some. Give us like a little bit of what's going to be in it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just stories of people that... I'm not going to tell the stories of things that happened on the air because clearly people already know that. But I'm going to tell stories of things that happened off the air and what kind of people were off the air and things that I went through in my life that were maybe difficult or happy or out of the ordinary, something like that.
Hmm. Is it going to be a hard copy or a soft copy?
Well, hardback. And the point is that... But I got to put stuff in there that's not necessarily... always good, because people weren't always good.
So what's people supposed to get out of this?
To learn that, you know, it was a pretty fun life, but there are things that go on that you aren't aware of that sometimes aren't so fun. Again, it comes back to that likability thing. You know, everything's... You know, I was thinking about Barbara Walters when she wrote her book. You know, she told about all the interviews she did and all the great life she led, but she also told people about the affairs she had.
Are you going to talk about, like, all the stuff all the people that you ticked off over the years?
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah, I think that's true.
One of the titles?
No, I think that's part of the book. I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people who were angry with me over things. Mm-hmm. Like, I was telling people, I mean, I could tell the real story of... I guess it's not the real story, but the behind-the-scenes stuff about, like, Ted Williams' governor run. That turned into a big mess of a story, but I could tell people the truth of what actually happened, and I don't think people really know that. How I got Bill Cosby on the air, I don't think people really know that. How I ended up in Phil Donahue's penthouse, I don't think people know that whole story behind that.
With the wife in there, guys.
With Marlo Thomas. I don't think people know how I got the Helen Thomas interview. I don't think people know...
I was there.
Yeah, but I don't think people know how I got it. Why she did it with me.
It was hard.
Oh, I don't think people understand... like some of the people I've worked with locally, like Madge Cooper. They know that I was on the air with them, but they don't know exactly what kind of people they were. You know, there were incidents.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Joe Iones one of them, too.
Well, you had the incident with Joe Iones. That'll have to go in your book.
No, you have Joe Iones. No, not Joe Iome. What was the guy you put the stickers on the door to get him?
That was Joe Iome.
Yeah, you said, you know.
Well, that's another one. But I thought you were talking about when Joe Iome wanted to kick your can.
Oh, because
now there's a story.
Oh, you're talking about because because of you. It's all because of you. You.
Oh, video's turning ugly, folks. See, this is what happens when you write a book with the truth in it.
You, on the other hand, you told the guy, oh, everybody'll be there, you have a seat, and these people stole the seat, and he's like, hey, go in there, take care of him. So I go over there, I didn't know he's going to be in a pissy-ass mood.
Whoa!
And then he comes up to me, he says, how come I don't have a front seat? I said, well, I don't know. Well, Scott told me I was going to have front seats. Well, you know, you deal with Scott.
He was fine with me.
Yeah, because he's angry with me because you lied.
I don't think that's what happened.
Yes, you did. You lied.
Now, here's what'll be in the book. Here's what happened.
You better tell the truth.
Well, of course I'll tell
Mr.
the
truth. Yeah, go ahead.
Joe Ione was being honored the night of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we sold tickets to that show.
Yeah.
And he said, I need so many tickets. And I said, okay, they'll be at the door for you. We're honoring you. Of course, you don't have to pay for your tickets. And when he got there, I was busy hosting, which I do at these shows, so I couldn't sit him down. So I said to you, there's Joe Ione. Why don't you go get him a seat? And I don't understand why you tried to sit him in the back when he's 90 years old.
At the time, I didn't know he had requested for seats.
Well, so how's that my fault?
Because you didn't tell me. Say, hey.
I didn't know he wanted front row seats. But I'm saying, why would you? You know the man's going to be honored. He's 90 years old. Why would you put him in the back of the room?
Because the front seats were filled up.
We ended up getting him pretty close.
Well, it's your friend.
Again, what was going
on? He was a very arrogant.
No, he was a very nice man.
He was very arrogant. No, he was very arrogant, and I don't know. I don't know if it's because he was 90 years old or what, but
I always got along with Joe.
Well, I don't know. You see, that's miscommunication. You can put that in your book.
I don't think that was miscommunication. Yeah, I think there are things that you shouldn't have to tell people.
No, you should have told me, hey, he requested front seats.
Regardless.
Because he said you told him that you were in front seats.
Well, no, we never talked about that.
Well, that's what he told me.
See? This is why you have to write a book. You got to set the story straight.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would tell me one thing and you do another.
I don't know what went on there. All I know is that I don't know why he would need to be in the back.
I was going to temporarily set him in the back.
Well, okay, well, you should have said that to him.
Well, because he was standing there. No, I told him. I said, hang on. I said, sit here for a second. And that's what I told him. And I said, I'll go get Scott. And he screamed. He said, I want the front row. He promised me front row. Well, so that's why I went.
And what happened? And I went over there and I said, Joe, I said, is there a problem? And he said, oh, no, everything's fine.
Because he didn't want to yell at you because you would have took his award away from him.
Well, I didn't find Joe bad.
That's what happened. That's the truth, Ruth.
Well, we honored Joe Ione and Martha Dallas that night. And Martha had a front row seat. Maybe he didn't like that.
Maybe so. Who knows? I'm not sure.
He was getting slighted, maybe.
Yeah, it was a full crowd, though.
A big Unkifer. Filled the Unkifer Union Hall.
Yeah. I think that's one of our biggest shows.
But I don't know why you had such a fight with Joe Ione.
I don't know. I didn't like his attitude at all.
Don't you sometimes misinterpret people's attitude?
I don't. Maybe I do. I don't know. But the way he responded to me made me angry. I almost punched him.
Listen, that man was in World War II. He'd have put you in the hospital.
He would have took me down.
He could take a beat. Listen,
you don't mess with army people because they're trained to take.
And that man was he went down in a plane in the sea. And it stayed on a raft for days with people and kept him alive. Yeah, Purple Heart.
I mean, all jokes aside, folks. I mean, he wasn't all. He didn't scream at me. I mean, he wasn't mean.
He was stern, though.
He was stern. He just said, hey, I was told, like really in a tone voice.
Well, he's an army man.
Yeah, army man. That's how they talk. But no, everything was fine. I just said, oh, hold on. I'll go see. That's why I went and got you. I didn't know what was going on.
Now, my favorite Joe Ione story that'll go in the book that I don't think people know is Joe Ione was famous for not doing interviews. Joe Lyon did not like to do interviews. He didn't like to do them. He was a newsman. He'd worked for Columbus Dispatch. He did not like to do interviews. And I knew this. I said, I got to get an interview with Joe Lyon. Joe Lyon's the most famous. He used to do the Dugan News at WMRN at 1 o'clock. I said, I got to get Joe Lyon. And I even asked Madge. And Madge said, Joe only did one interview with me one time, and he barely talked. And I said, well, I'm going to get him. So Joe's number was not listed in the phone book. So I called two of his sons. I called his neighbor. And I called, I think it was his brother or something. So I did get the interview. I interviewed Joe Lyon. Okay, his wife Patty was always very nice. So we're giving him an award at his show. And here's his acceptance speech. He gets up. I had no idea he was going to do this. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the best newsman in the business, Joe Lyon. And he gets up and he says, I got a phone call from one of our sons saying you need to call Scott Spears. He said, and I waited an hour. Then our other son called and said, you need to call Scott Spears. I said, okay. He said, then I got a call from my brother about an hour later. He said, you need to call Scott Spears. He said, then I went outside to do some yard work, and there was a post-it on my garage from my neighbor saying, you need to call Scott Spears. And he said, I called Scott because I was afraid somebody from Central Intelligence and the Bush administration was going to show up and say, you need to call Scott Spears. So that was the Joe Lyon story.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And the crowd laughed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty funny story.
And then Doug Adair was getting honored that night. Doug Adair, famous Channel 4 personality. And he, after off that story, he got up and he said, I hear more from Scott than I do from my own kids.
You know the worst, I hate to say this, folks, but the worst show that we done, and it was John Cooper. Remember John Cooper?
Yeah, but I liked him too. I didn't.
I thought he was not a nice man there.
But you're not blaming me for that one.
No. I mean, he wasn't mean to me. It's just like he was mean to everybody. He didn't want to give off autographs. He wouldn't do that to anybody. Everybody was trying to get autographs from him. Why didn't he even do it?
Well, all I can say is this. I can just say that these are some of the stories that you would get in the book, like the Jimmy Crumb story. I'm not going to go through that again.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a true story. But not a nice story.
Jimmy Crumb. Oh, about when he, yeah. He wasn't a nice... Jimmy Crumb wasn't a nice man either.
No, but see, do you put that in the book and ruin his reputation, or do you not tell it?
You put it in the book.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's stories like that.
I mean, because people need to know how mean that man was. He was not a nice man. Nice man. You agree. He wasn't... Jimmy Crumb was not a nice
that
man.
That night... Well, but see, here's the thing. I would say this, though. I'd say he was a great broadcaster. He was a good personality. He had longevity. He probably kept Channel 4 afloat longer than anybody else did, but he was arrogant.
Yeah, he was. He was him in his lifesaver coats. I don't know.
So, you know, what do you do? Do you put the truth in or do you not put the truth in?
Well, I mean, I think you want to have the truth. I mean, if it's true, you want to make sure it's true.
Well, what if it's true, but you know somebody's going to be hurt by it?
Well, then I just tell them not to read it.
Don't buy this book. You're not gonna like chapter 7. It's not good.
Yeah, don't read chapter 7 because your name's in it.
Well, then I think about the people who aren't celebrities, who were part of my life, who I have to tell the truth about, because I can't lie about that.
Well, see, here's the truth. Truth will set you free. And that's why I believe that. I mean, if you tell the truth, I mean, if you have nothing to lie about, the people have nothing to hide, you know, then it don't... If you don't have nothing to hide, then what are you worried about? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what it's like. It's like, but now see, here's the thing. I'm also willing to tell truths about myself as well. You have to be. You can't just tell truths about other people.
Yeah, I mean, there is some people, you know, a lot of people do have privacies, you know, like, you know, health privacies. That's different. You don't have to tell everything in your whole life about health and all that stuff. Everybody has privacies. You have your own privacies. So let me tell you. Oh, my God. You have so many privacies. I can't believe it. I'm gonna write a book, put you in it. Privacy here, privacy there, privacy there. I can't even get nothing out of you. Sorry. Well,
Thank you, audience. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what? I am, and everybody says that, I am by nature a very private person. Which is strange, because I'm highly nosy about everybody else.
You are!
I know, it's very strange.
You gave me the riot act the other night.
Over what?
Like, if I have something, like, that I'm upset about, tell me why.
Well, yeah, I told you, if there were not a microphone in front of my face, I'd be the same person. I'm very, very nosy. But the truth also is that about my own self, I'm very, very private. But I don't know, that's a weird thing.
Yeah, that is weird, because normally people...
No, I think it is true. I think if you look at people who are good interviewers, who are nosy about other people, they're usually protected about themselves.
Why?
Because what makes you good is being interested in other people.
That's a little quirky, if you ask me.
No, because if you're interested in yourself, then you're an egomaniac. You're always talking about yourself. You've got to be interested in other people. Think about it. I mean, what did we really know about the great... What did we know about Larry King or Barbara Walters or Mike Wallace or we didn't know much about their personal life. We knew what they did, but we didn't know about them.
Yeah. Well...
We knew who they interviewed. They were nosy.
They were nosy, yeah. But we knew a little bit more about them than...
Well, that's why when Barbara Walters wrote her book, she put it all in there. The affairs, the fact that her father tried to commit suicide, that her sister was mentally handicapped. I mean, she put it all in.
Yeah. I read a book.
But I think it's all interesting, too, that she put that all in.
Mm-hmm.
That she said, listen, my father tried to commit suicide, and we covered it up at the time and said it was a heart attack.
Yeah.
That my sister was mentally handicapped, and I didn't like her all the time, because I wasn't allowed to do stuff because she couldn't do things.
Yeah.
And
it was interesting, her relationships.
That I did have affairs. Now, see, that's interesting. Now, should I put that in a book?
Or your relationships?
Yeah, well, I have to. But I don't think...
Relationships. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Well, that's how my relationships work. Here today, gone tomorrow. But I never get upset about it. That's what I don't... See, I got to set that straight in the book. Have you ever seen me upset about a relationship?
Well, I heard.
We heard a lot of stuff. I'm talking about the truth. The truth.
Truth will set you free.
Yes.
No, not really. You never get upset about anything.
There you go.
Yeah.
So these people who think that I get upset, I don't understand that.
Yeah. You don't. I don't know how you do it. You just let you let everything run off.
Well,
I want to just... I take it in and then I explode.
Have you ever seen me yell at anybody? Have you ever seen me threaten anybody?
No, I haven't, to be honest.
No.
I knew you over 20-some years, and I've tried to get you to yell at me. You never yell at me.
And this is what I don't understand. People who know me, and then they think I'm an angry, spiteful person. That is not who I am.
But you do have the power.
I do have the power to do it, but I wouldn't do it. I'm just not that type of person. That's how you become the most powerful person in Marion Broadcasting.
That's what I heard. I heard that you... Nobody wants to come towards you.
Well, it is true. You don't want to mess with me. I'll put you out of business. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You got any things out there? But also, it's tough to talk about your parents. It's tough to talk about your grandparents. It's, you know, but you got to tell the truth.
Yeah, you do have to tell the truth. And like I said, not everybody's going to, you know, everybody has skeletons in their closet. And a lot of people don't like to bring it out. You know what I mean? To me, I think I'm more... I got to be careful, because I think I'm more open book than I need to be, because I tell people about my health problems, which I need to keep some of a secret, because who needs to know, you know, that...
Well, that's probably because you have a lack of interest in other people.
Probably so. Yeah, you're probably right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're more interested in other people, you're not so interested in what's going on with yourself.
That's true. I guess I didn't look at it that way.
Like, I don't think a lot of people know that you know, my family had entertainment roots. Or as they say, roots.
Entertainment roots.
We're going to take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
All right, I want you to make sure you spell my name right. It's Carolyn
for
your book, okay?
I don't think I asked you earlier, should I go all truthful about relationships and family members and celebrities and everything, or should I try to spare people and say, well, you know, maybe I should tilt that a little bit?
Go for it. Be truthful in it, but also let them know that you're going to be doing this here, and if they don't want their name, just change the name in it.
See, here's the problem. I said this earlier on. Nobody, if I go to them and say, listen, I'm going to write about you in the book and I'm going to tell the truth, is going to say write about me. Of course they're not. They're going to say don't write about me.
Well, write about me, please. Just make sure you spell my name right.
Well, I do have to write about when Sarah was listening from the bathroom earlier on, because I don't know what she was doing in there. That was terrible.
Listen, I was letting you know that I had been gone, like, so I missed the last 10 minutes of the program because I didn't take my phone into the bathroom.
Well, how did I? The way you said it, it sounded like we were in the bathroom with you.
No, listen, the bathroom at my job is so annoying. That place used to be a bank, and the bathroom was in the basement, and as a fat girl, I don't appreciate whoever put the bathroom in the basement. That was a dumb thing.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I think it's their way of, like, slipping in some, like, cardio without you realizing it.
There you go.
Hey, Sarah, you've listened to the book or listened to this station for a while, and you feel like you know me. If I wrote a book, what would you really want to know that you don't know?
What do I want to know?
Yeah, what would you want to know that you have not known? Who would you want to know? What would you want to know the real inside track on?
I want to talk about, like, spiritual stuff. Like, I want to know if you believe in God and if you're a Christian.
Oh, you would want to know about my spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, what about anybody? Would you want to, I think people pretty well know who the people in my life have been, who I've worked with, so on and so forth. Would any stories there, like behind the scenes stuff?
Not really.
Just the spirituality department, right?
Well, and then obviously, like, you're really, like, tight-lipped about your political views.
Well, I don't know in the book if I would write about politics, but I don't think I would ever tell people what, because I plan to still do this job after the book comes out, as far as I know.
Oh no, you're gonna have to do it after you retire. There won't be any way you can do both.
Well, maybe most of these people will be dead by the time I retire, and I won't have to worry about this.
That's what you just said. We weren't supposed to say. Hopefully, people will be dead.
No, I didn't say hopefully they'll be dead. I said maybe they'll be dead.
Okay.
Thanks.
See you, sir.
All right, going to break. Back in 15.
In Indiana and New Hampshire, I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions just